This is Cycle 4, File 32. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Gabriel Perkins, a rising junior at Hotchkiss School. Today is August 25th, 2021. Gabriel is going to talk about his experiences at Hotchkiss and particularly about the past year and the COVID-19 pandemic changes, which have been vast. All right, here we go. What is your full name, please?
Gabriel Hayes Perkins.
And your birth date?
12/26/2004.
And your birthplace?
Albany, New York.
Your parents' names?
Carmen Dockery Perkins.
And your dad?
Jeffrey Perkins.
And do you have siblings?
I have two siblings. I have a twin sister, Olivia Perkins, and a younger brother, Aiden.
Is your sister identical or fraternal?
Well, she's my sister, so she must be fraternal.
Okay, but you're not identical, so okay. Where did you get your elementary education?
Berkshire Country Day School, then Indian Mound School, then Salisbury Central School.
You've been around. When did you come to Hotchkiss as a family?
2016.
All right.
When I was in sixth grade.
And why did you come?
My mom took a full-time position as an instructor in Spanish. She had been working part-time the year before and had been commuting from Great Barrington. And when she took the full-time position, we were offered a house.
Now, you are living in one of the new dormitory / houses, and its name is what?
Flynn.
Flynn. Do you know who it was named for?
A donor, most likely.
Most likely a donor. Okay. Now, you are a faculty relation, put it that way. Are there a lot of faculty young people on campus?
Yeah, I think most teachers have children. So there's definitely over 30 faculty children. Lots of them go to SCS, and the older kids go to Hotchkiss or like Salisbury or Berkshire, other boarding schools.
Because you live on campus, are there any advantages or restrictions because you do live on campus?
Because I'm living with my family on campus, I can like travel anywhere on the weekend without signing like papers. But because I'm not boarding, I can't stay in the dorm all night. I have to go back to my house.
But you do have a day room.
I have a day room, which has a desk, and I share it with like one or two boarding students.
Did you have to apply as a student to Hotchkiss?
I did have to apply. As a faculty child, I got to apply early, and I also only interviewed with the Director of Admissions.
And who is that, please?
Irby Mitchell. And all the faculty children interview with him to keep things confidential.
Mm-hmm. Who's the headmaster now?
Craig Bradley.
And how long has he been here?
I think he's been here since 2016 or 2015.
That's about right. Did you have to do an essay?
So I took the SSAT, which is a standardized test, and then I wrote a short essay and answered some other questions separately for Hotchkiss.
What was your essay on?
I think it was about my family.
Oh, good.
The questions are pretty open, and there's a general application you can do for all the boarding schools, but all the boarding schools also offer a separate application for their school specifically. which usually asks something like why do you want to come to Hotchkiss? Yeah. Like, what interests you about Hotchkiss? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me about the dress code.
Well, the dress code, like, 5 years ago used to be, like, collared shirt, jacket, tie. Mm-hmm. And going into this year, I don't think there's really any dress code. they have been relaxing it for the past couple years, but they totally dropped it last year because of COVID.
Oh, goody. Mealtime. What does it, is it basically sit-down, cafeteria?
No, it's cafeteria style. We have maybe 3 or 4 sit-down meals each year, but it's all cafeteria style.
Do you have meal times, or is it an all-day affair?
There's different, like, meal blocks, like a 2-hour block in the morning, a 2-hour block for lunch, and, like, a 3-hour block for dinner. But, you know, sports practices end at different times, so all the teams are eating at different times.
Now, relating to your weekly schedule, a normal weekly schedule, is it the same every day, or does it change?
Yeah, it's the same schedule. It's not a rotating schedule. It's just a Monday through Saturday schedule.
And Saturday's half day?
It's a half day. And supposedly, it's alternating every other Saturday we have class, but that's just how it comes out in the end of the year, so we might have Saturday classes for a month.
Okay. What subjects last year did you like the best?
I liked my Latin class, and I liked my honors chemistry class. In my Latin class, we read Caesar, De Bello Gallico. I really enjoyed that. And to read Caesar in second year Latin was a lot of fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun. And it brings it to life.
Right.
It definitely brings it to life. Were there any subjects that you didn't care for that much last year?
I liked all of my classes. I think my math class, my Algebra 2 class, was the least creative, but I still liked it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Extracurricular activities. What do you do for sports?
In the fall, I do, I row, and then in the winter, I do club squash, and in the spring, I row again, so.
Do you play hockey?
No. I stopped playing hockey in 6th grade, but I played for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay. And you're in the orchestra too, aren't you?
I play clarinet. Yep. And that's just part of my music course.
How many years have you been playing clarinet?
4 or 5.
You must be good then. Okay. Now, I know you have friends on campus. Do you have a mixture of friends, the campus people, as well as the students that are incoming? Do you have friends with both?
Yeah, I mean, I think the day students and the boarding students are all friends. There's not 2 separate groups, because a lot of day students spend a lot of time on campus. They eat dinner on campus. They will come back to campus on the weekend, so there's no division.
Okay. And I know you're looking forward to a particular subject next year. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Greek. I'm going to start Greek next year, and I'll take Latin and Greek, and I'll get a classics diploma.
Do you have, at this point, any future plans as far as goals for college or future work?
I'm mostly focusing on my classes at Hotchkiss.
Okay.
Right now I'm thinking about where I want to go to college, but I definitely want to focus on classics, on Latin and Greek.
Good luck. Now, we're going to focus on the pandemic. So the rest of the questions that I'm going to ask you are about the pandemic restrictions and so forth.
Okay.
Masks. Tell me about that.
We wore masks for the entire year, both inside and outside, even when we played sports. And in the last month, we were allowed to take our masks when we were walking outside.
All right. Were there a lot of foreign students that came back or not?
I'd say a lot is probably 50-50 for the foreign students. I'd say almost all the domestic students came back to campus.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of foreign students, especially in Asia, couldn't come back because of visa problems, or it wasn't convenient to come back, so they went to school online.
Okay. Social distancing.
We had social distancing rules for the entire year, and they rearranged the classrooms, so we were all spread out. And we went from using conference tables to using individual desks.
How about assemblies?
We didn't have any assemblies in person, but we did all of our assemblies through Zoom.
Meals.
We didn't have cafeteria-style meals. Instead, we had like a takeout style system where we would pick up a boxed meal and bring it back to our rooms in the beginning of the year. And then that transformed into getting the boxed meal and eating in an assigned eating area. At tables that were divided with plexiglass, but...
Now, you said that there was some set up on the tennis court?
Yeah, so they designed dining spaces all over campus to spread us out and make sure we were socially distancing. So they had tables in the cafeteria, they had tables in common areas, and they set up table. They spent like millions of dollars setting up tables in the tennis courts, the indoor tennis courts, but nobody used those courts. They also spent a fortune on tents,
yeah,
like you'd use at a wedding.
I saw some of those.
Nobody used those either, especially once it got cold.
How about the portion size of the meals?
The portions were really small, so lots of students would have to get like 3 or 4 boxes of chicken tenders because there's only 2 chicken tenders per box. And because of that, we went through a lot of plastic and cardboard waste.
You did say there was an awful lot of litter.
Yes.
Did the students in general like the food?
No. The quality of food definitely was worse than regular years. Partly because it was in a box. They were limited to what they could cook. And the food was often cold. And they had to use a lot of packaged food. Like pre-packaged food. So,
what kind of testing was done on the students?
We had no end of the semester exams, but we had regular unit tests and quizzes, but no exams, which was
a blessing.
A blessing. It was a blessing not to prepare for exams. That's very stressful.
Did you have any, did the faculty have any restrictions?
I mean, they followed the same mask and social distancing guidelines as the students, and just they tried to limit going off campus. And faculty families also follow the same protocol, and they also got tested. Everybody on campus took spit tests weekly to test for COVID.
Did you have any swab testing?
In the beginning of the year, we used swab testing, and they didn't swab test everybody at once, but they would just pull random people from the grades and test them.
Did you have a vaccination clinic here?
We did later in the spring. We had a vaccination clinic, and many sophomores, juniors, and seniors got their first and second vaccine.
And yep. Was there any quarantining?
There is a 2-week quarantine period when we got back to campus in the fall, and when we returned to campus in the spring. And from Thanksgiving break to spring break, we were all online because it wouldn't make sense to come back to campus and quarantine for 2 weeks and then have regular classes for a week and then go back on break. So we were online for the winter.
With your sports, did you have any interscholastic?
In the spring, there was a couple of scrimmages between other schools. For rowing, we had one light race against Choate, which is exciting.
Oh, sure.
And we won all of our races. Every boat won.
Oh, good. Oh, good. What did you... You will have to explain the zero-chance policy. What's that?
So that's for... if you break social distancing or mask guidelines, you would be sent home immediately. But that policy wasn't strictly enforced. The idea was you'd be sent home. You would still be able to learn online, but you'd be kicked out off campus if you broke the quarantine or social distancing protocol.
With the education, you talked about the Harner method of learning?
Harkness.
Harkness.
So in the freshman and sophomore classes, the English and history classes are based off of the Harkness method, which is a discussion-based method. So the classes are discussion-based, and we all sit around a conference table and discuss the reading. And we still used that method last year, but used desks instead because we had to be socially distanced. So we got rid of the tables and brought in desks.
It's a little difficult to do a discussion with desks.
It was difficult, and the masks made it really difficult because oftentimes the teacher couldn't hear kids speak, or so it's hard to have class discussions, but we still use the Harkness method.
Now, if the freshmen and the sophomores deal with humanities, what about the juniors and seniors?
So they still use the Harkness method in their English electives and history electives, but in freshman and sophomore year, it's mandatory to take English and history, and the 2-year program is called the humanities program.
Is there anything else about the pandemic that I haven't covered?
I think you've covered...
pretty much?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much all of it.
Is there anything, before we close, is there anything that you'd like to add to this interview?
Just the social distancing and mask protocol were really hard for everybody at Hotchkiss. It is a hard year because to wear masks as teenagers. And
it's hard for anybody, but particularly for teenagers.
And it's hard for learning.
Thank you very much.